The voids we are in were formed by water and time. The water passed through here, through tiny gaps, and over time, water dissolved limestone. It is a chemical reaction that only occurs with limestone rocks. This is why we find caves in limestone massifs, also called karst massifs. Here, the water circulated between two layers of rocks, limestone above and shale below. Since shale is not soluble, water cannot go any lower. It is a so-called waterproof base. The water flowing here is saturated with limestone. This explains the emerald color of the water. As long as the water flows quickly, lime scale remains in the water. On the other hand, if the water flows more slowly, a chemical reaction occurs with the air and limestone is deposited, which is then called calcite. This is what forms concretions like stalactites, stalagmites, or flows draperies. These formations are favored by temperature, saturation of limestone in the water, and slow flow. Here, water flows quickly, and cavity is cold, so there are few concretions. We quickly observe the presence of blocks almost everywhere, whether in La Verna or the gallery through which the explorers arrived. After a few observations, we can quickly conclude that these blocks fell from the walls and ceiling. We are in a gigantic block chaos. To date the events that took place here, we used concretions. Indeed, we observed in places concretions which formed after the collapses. If we want a time scale, we say that to make a cubic centimeter of calcite, it takes 100 years. We can quickly see that the blocks fell a long time ago. It was by this process that the collapses of La Verna were dated, by taking concretions from characteristic locations. After carbon-14 dating, it was determined that La Verna's collapse took place 200,000 years ago. At that time, man did not live here. It was the time of Homo sapiens. The events that happened here took place a long time ago. For us, here, the environment is not changing, but there is still one element that can influence here. It's the water. The river will react with external precipitations, its flow rate increasing from 50 liters per second to more than 25,000 liters per second, or 500 times more water. We will not be able to walk along the water as the first explorers did. On the other hand, here we can easily find a high passage to shelter us from water tanks to the presence of the blocks and the size of the galleries.